I was really drawn to the your story, and certainly your the sentiment across the different songs that I've heard from the album. I've heard the songs on Bandcamp.
Oh, thanks. I can, if you'd like, I can send you a physical copy of the album.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah, just send me your address through email or anything, and I'll send it over to you. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. You know, I know you had selected one tune as a single, Any Way Out of It.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the song myself. It seems to be written a little bit differently than the others.
Oh, the the one that's live in the middle of the apple orchard? Is that the one you're talking about? Or the one that the studio recording?
That song on the
just the way it's recorded and how it's soft as opposed to all the other additional percussion and things that I've added to the other part of the album.
Yeah, well, also the lyrics too. I think you wrote it a little differently than the others.
Yeah,
I like how you present, I guess, both sides, or I guess all sides to your viewpoint, and not that you don't on the other songs, but you certainly come from a very personal, what's the word? Probably just a real personal mindset about solving life's issues.
Yeah, I think we're all there, but yeah, that song Anyway Out of It is I guess it's kind of showing. What I'm trying to create is a saga, I guess, for my music. I've just recently stepped out of like a deep, self-defeating thought battle, I guess you could call it, where I'm really going against my own, mind. And I think, you can probably relate to that, where we are the deepest, judges of our own mind, and started shifting the thought pattern, and Any Way Out of It kind of came from that, where here you are living in a world and you really, there is no way out of this world, at least not, that we know of yet, internal universe, but on a physical level, we're all stuck in, other people's daydreams, it seems. Yeah.
You seem to touch upon that thought also with one of your other tunes, Negative Fears, and I really like that lyric you wrote, where you say, really, quote, well, to unravel that feveling is the fear that's within. Yeah. It's a never-ending one. When you silence the love, you have won.
Right.
That's really deep.
Yeah, this is on a deeper philosophical, level of, just knowing that within yourself lies an abundance of love, and the holes that are created within the living that you do, you step into this world of people's assumptions and how people view you. But if you can't view yourself as a whole and loving being, then, you're stepping into a fear, you know? A deep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where the essence of that, and in order to get out, break out of that, you need to get out of the house. You got to travel. Yeah.
Yeah. You're reading your bio. I'm seeing you're in Michigan. Are you originally from New York City?
I was born in Binghamton, New York, and I basically migrated back to Athens, Greece, in Ambelokipos, and so I resided there for about 6-7 years, and then my father basically followed his best friend to Michigan, and that's where I've been for a good 25 years. So that's kind of how the whole thing goes. But yeah, I have family in New Jersey, and I have family in New York as well as in Connecticut. So I guess you could say I'm born in New York, bred in Athens, Greece, and residing in Detroit, Michigan.
Right. Well, tell me about Detroit, you know, in light of the, all this news about what's going on financially with the government.
Yeah.
How is it for you? I guess this is a two-parter. How is this for you? How is this for yourself and for your fellow musicians in the area?
Well, you know, it's Detroit, Michigan. A lot of people don't realize is a very DIY type of atmosphere where you can, there's a lot of really great talent over there. And I've been thankful enough to run into and meet people that have been able to work with me because they believe in the music that I'm doing. But, you know, it's that I try to really take, we already know how many, sad and negative things are occurring with Detroit. And I'm just, I really am trying to just look at the good things that are happening there. And it's, since being at Wayne State, I graduated from Wayne State in 2004, and just seeing the 10 years that it's gone through is a pretty phenomenal shift into something positive. But, you know, it's the city is very much a ghost town, and it's cool because you don't have to sit in traffic. But at the same time, you know, it really is, choose your own adventure type of days where you can, you can really go around and kind of view the city and see how magnificent it is and it wonder why it's so empty, you know, cause it is, it's a really big city. It's actually, I think it's like, what do they say? Like, the size is like Los Angeles and, Chicago combined or something like that. Something like that. Like, it's a lot bigger than people realize it to be. So, and with all this bankrupt stuff, you know, I think that's, that, just a fresh start and starting new and, you know, going to, Who knows what type of help is going to be reaching in for it, but, you know, how do you now build yourself up again? You know, how do you build yourself from when you hit rock bottom? You know, it's like you're watching a city become reborn to a certain degree. So that's what I see with that bankruptcy. I kind of see it's like, All right, you know, same thing with Greece, man. You know,
yeah,
it's that it's now it's like it's like, all right, let's really figure out what we got to do now. Let's, all right, no more, you know, going through the back ends of hiding from the books, you know, you really gotta sit down and hunker down and get to the brass tacks on how you're gonna make this city, you know, dream like it wants to dream, get it as big as you want to see it, you know. And that's up to the people that are trying to build it, and that's up to, you know, the trust that starts coming in out of that.
You speak of the DIY approach. I know you took it upon yourself to fund, actually get your friends, your fans to fund your album, and you did. Obviously, you reached your goal, and the album was released very recently. In fact, I see here you played, of all places, I guess the Science Center, Planetarium, right there in Detroit.
Yeah,
that's a pretty unique setting for an album. How did you? How was that experience?
That was still it's it just happened in late June 29th, so I still it really resonates. It's you know, people to come up to me, first of all, as a debut artist, here I am selling out a show, having 125, 130 people come down to Detroit, where some of them haven't even been down to Detroit before. And I'm also giving back to a nonprofit organization like the Michigan Science Center. And, you know, all these really beautiful, great things coming out of it, and the positive love and in essence, speaks for itself, you know, with that whole thing. So, and the Kickstarter as well, like, you know, practicing this idea, this, you know, a lot of people say it's like hullabaloo with, whether or not it's actually working, when you do state positive affirmations within yourself. But, I truly believe it is occurring. And, for the most part, if you're not taking action and into having what you're trying to positively affirm within yourself, then of course nothing's going to happen. But here I am reaching out to the Michigan Science Center, showing them what I'm doing, gave them the CD to listen to, stated what I wanted to do with the stars. I basically wanted to create like an internal universe, where I could manipulate the stars, like, to the songs. So as you're listening, I played the whole album in its entirety from start to finish. And, and you're going along on a journey with me. So like with Any Way Out of It, I was able to find, like, they had a grid where you felt like you were going in a grid and you couldn't, like a matrix grid, and you couldn't, find a way out of it. And, you know, setting up the songs, like spinning, I had all the stars in the planetarium spin, and I had a video where you're spinning around the earth as well. So a lot of people were very taken, into a whole, my world. So I was able to kind of create that with that, and hopefully do it, again next year, bigger and better, and, come out with a little profit, you know. This time it's just kind of like, a lot of people did it out of a labor of love, like even the posters, everything that was made, screen printed posters, you know. I gave away all the CDs. I just kind of broke even, and I was thankful to do that. And the experience was more than I could ask for. So,
one of the other benefits you offered through the Kickstarter was the concert in your home.
Oh yeah.
And you had at least one backer to take you up on that. How did that go?
Oh man, that was, I'm telling you, it's the idea again, it's assuring like some type of positive affirmation happening. And I did like a whole Reddit thing, cuz I had this interview with a Kick and Release, where they like follow Kickstarters, and like, how does, can a stranger, get people to back his album? Here I get like, I was with this coffee shop in Ham, and I was just giving my card out, and like, hey, I got Kickstarter, like, just little as a dime, get the whole album. And this random customer at the coffee shop was so intrigued by the video, and how I humbly projected myself, that play $808 to come and play a show for him, and it was this mansion, and it looked like a museum.
Wow.
And one of the, to take it even deeper, one of the people listening was part of like, he helped run like a Chrysler. And I ended up having a meeting with Chrysler because, they love the music so much, and, you know, it's all talk until something really occurs, but it took me all the way to the Chrysler headquarters, and I'm sitting here and I'm saying, this is something pretty big here that I still don't understand, but I'll just keep kind of going with my honest approach with it, because, you know, I'd approached music for years. I always just started looking at other jobs, and I would just kind of wallow in my own misery as I'm sitting in a cubicle doing mortgages, you know, or being an airport security screener. But so now here I am finally getting my ass kicked literally into creating this album. You know, your people behind it, that really pushed me out of the fear of opening up my vulnerability has taken me to the Chrysler headquarters. I mean,
yeah.
So.
Well, I guess I'll wrap up here. The only other question I had was, I know you have like shows ahead. I guess you just stick to Michigan when you're performing, or are you planning to like tour regionally or anywhere else?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out small little tours. I just did a small tour to Chicago in March, and here I am in New York trying to make connections to play here in the future. I've been invited to some festivals in Michigan, but I'm also trying to get down to Florida, Tennessee, trying to take like a little trek down there. I know that they're really for singer-songwriters towards the South. So I'm trying to connections and just taking the steps on a daily basis to try to get there. You know? So it's an interesting route, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure it is. Well, I wish you well with everything. Best luck with the performance, and have fun while you're in New York.
Thanks, Dan. It was great to talk to you.